Hey.
Hey, I don't know what's going on here, Jason.
Yeah, you're loud and clear every time. I hear you the whole time on it. But
yeah, it just cuts you out. Like, it just makes, like, a static sound. I could hear when it happens, and it just goes kind of, like, dead quiet with a little bit of static. But nonetheless, we're going down a qualified candidate list right now. We're just looking for one of you guys to fill that spot on the first page. Once we fill the position, I was telling you, we're going to close out the category to ensure the person that we're working with is getting the maximum amount of phone calls and job opportunities from it. So,
okay.
I'm sure you could see a value in listing yourself on Google in front of guys like CD Dirtworks.
Yes.
Okay. Have you heard of those guys before, CD Dirtworks?
Yes, I have.
Okay. Yeah, they're up there. They're on that first page. So they're top
option. Which one is... Which one come off of there on it?
Let me see. Well, it looks like it's... well, it's not actually telling me. So they're saying there's a spot open, but they have Monroe Land and Excavation still there. They have Double Oak Excavation still there. And they got CD Dirtworks LLC still there. So I'm guessing maybe it's CD Dirtworks, but I'm not really sure. Once we fill the spot, they'll actually rotate them off, and we'll be able to get a definitive answer on that. They just kind of tell us, hey, the spot's open, and here's the qualified companies.
I got you. Okay.
Yeah. Now our job is to go out and fill it and maintain it, make sure it's working for you, get you through all the verification. We like to make it pretty easy on the business owner. We try to take care of everything online, not just the first page placement on Google, but build your website for you. Do Facebook ads, Yelp, Yellow Pages, Thumbtack. We want to make sure all the listings match up with what Google has and what's being presented there. And we want to use all those tools to try to drive as much traffic as possible to the company each month. That way you don't have a problem continuing to do the Google advertising or being able to afford it, right?
Okay.
So we want you to just be able to focus on the calls and the jobs and obviously getting good reviews. And we take care of the rest of it. But as far as pricing, you know, there is a discounted pricing structure I could put you on, Jason. Looking at the guys that are there, currently, you know, they're all doing the platinum package. So that's what I was talking about with Facebook, the website, everything included. It's advertised at $499 and that's what they're paying for it. I could get you the same package, but I can reduce the rate down to just $299. As part of a new in business credit for businesses that are 5 years and under. You're kind of right on that cusp with the being in business for 4 years.
Okay.
And then I can grandfather in that pricing structure. So that's just a fancy way of saying, like, we'll lock you in at that rate. So as long as you're with us, you'll get that $299 price. It won't go back up or change on you.
And is that per month, year? How does that work on that?
It's all month to month. So everybody we work with is, yeah, we're going 1 month at a time with the business owner. And then once you've got a couple months under your belt, if all the reviews and everything are coming back well and you're doing well on the jobs, then they'll make you an offer on doing something for like 6 months or a year. That way you don't have to be on that monthly. And then usually those packages will be even cheaper. They tend to give you a better deal when you do a bulk or like a prepay situation.
Okay. And what about, have y'all got any openings on irrigation end?
Irrigation. A lot of times the excavating jobs run into that irrigation. Let me see. A lot of times that's in the lawn care landscaping more. But we already have you in there. So, yeah, that's an option. So with the service, Jason, you get 15 different keywords or services that we'll list you for on the first page of Google. Irrigation system installation could be just one of your keywords. You get 15. So we'll be able to put you up there for like excavating contractor, landscaper. You know, we could do the irrigation systems. We could do tree services, you know. It just has to fall within that business category. So you're in the right category, we'll be able to cover you for irrigation system installation.
So if we go with that too, and somebody looks up irrigation, we'll pop up in the top three on that too, wouldn't it?
Exactly. Yeah. Any one of your 15 keywords. And the great thing about it is we have a system too called Google Analytics. I don't know if you ever heard of that before, but it lets us see, going back like 10 years, which services people have been searching the most. So we don't have to guess on like what we should list you for. Obviously, you'll tell us, hey, these are the services we provide, and then we'll be able to find the keywords and services that are actually being typed in the most relevant to that, if that makes sense. And so that way we're getting you as much exposure and job opportunity as possible. We're not playing the guessing game on how we need to list you in order to make sure you're getting the most eyes on you and job opportunities.
I got you. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if you could do anything with Home Advisor by Angie's, you'll love this. You know, you don't got to
like
pay
for it. Today is my first day on it right there on the thing, so I don't know how it's going to turn out, if it's just a bunch of running around looking at stuff you're never getting or what it is there. Today
yeah.
is my first day on it. I'm actually fixing to be heading to look at the first leads here now.
Nice. Yeah, no, it's not a bad service at all. You know, they use Google in order to get the leads that they sell to you. So I won't say it's bad. You know, they pay Google a lot of money, and we're partnered with Google. The difference is you're going directly to the source here. So people will be seeing your business name, your reviews on the first page of Google. They have your website, your phone number, instead of a Home Advisor or Angie's link that has about 10 of you on it. And what they do on Angie's, they'll kind of gather their information. They text it over to you for you to contact them. When you contact them, they charge you a lead fee. We don't do that. So you're paying just a flat rate, $299, to have yourself up there. People can just call you directly off the first page. You don't have any lead fees, click fees, or call fees on top of your $299 payment each month. That's all you pay. So you have a lot more job opportunity for your dollar. You know, if you were to allot maybe $299 to Home Advisor by Angie's, you could burn through that in a week or two with the way they charge the lead fees.
Yeah, well, they do a straight, like, guarantee you so many leads on there for this amount of money right there on it. So it's,
gotcha.
That's how they do on that end there, on that part. But, yeah, it ain't per lead on it. It's, they just guarantee you this much at whatever package you go with there on it.
Gotcha. Yeah, I mean, with this, if you look at guys like CD Dirtworks and the other guys that we have up there, like Double Oak Excavation, you know, these guys are getting 2 to 3 phone calls a day.
Okay.
On average, you know, so as far as bang for your buck, and that's just coming from Google. You know, we also have you listed on Facebook, Yelp, Yellow Pages, Thumbtack, Bing, the Amazon Alexa device search results, and Apple and Safari for the iPhone. So, you know, we're basically covering all your bases at $299 month to month, and we're building your own website for you. So your company's going to have its own .com that's going to be attached to these listings.
We've already got that right now on it. I kind of wish I'd have been able to get in touch with you before that we went through all this other stuff on it, but we just got a website and stuff kicking up too. It's riveroaksal.com.
Oh, perfect. Well, then now you can take that website and put it up there. It'll be in front of people to look at, you know, instead of just handing it on a business card or something. They'll be able to just go online and look up a service you provide. They'll be able to see that Google business profile, and we'll have the website attached, and they could use that as a reference point. That'll certainly help us land those jobs.
And do you have to be like, is it, you say it's just month to month on there? Like it,
correct.
You ain't got to do no years or nothing like that, no contract or anything, it's just month to month?
Yeah, it's month to month, no contract, but we do send you a receipt and everything in writing, so you have documented everything we're doing for you.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And that, you said $299, that's the best you can do. Lock me in at it. Or you got anything better you can lock in at there?
No, $299 would be the best. It's usually $499, and then we usually charge a setup fee, but I've waived all the setup fees, and I put you on a new in-business credit. So I'm saving you more than $300 today, and then I'm going to save you $200 every month moving forward with this pricing structure. And it's worth every penny, because the guys that are getting the excavation jobs are coming across $1,200 plus. For every one of them that they get. So, you know, you're quadrupling your money every time we bring in an excavation job, basically, at this rate.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And how many miles does that span from our location there? Does it, do you range
you can actually,
that, or how does it?
Yeah, you could cover up to 50, but a lot of times that's too much for guys to handle, so they shrink it. but 50 would be the max. But we can actually customize the service area, and if there's areas that you don't want to go to, we can customize it. So if you sign up with me today, we'll do a client interview either later today or tomorrow, depending on what's best for you. And during that client interview, they'll go over like the service area, and then we'll also lock in those keywords for you.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Get it all customized. So that way, every call you get, it's coming from an area that you're willing to go to, and they had to have typed in one of those services in order to get your number. It's already like a pre-screen job opportunity.
I got you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, that'll, I believe we might do that there.
You'll love it. Like I said, if you could do anything with HomeAdvisor by Angie's, and, you know, this would be a no-brainer for you. Come January 9th, month from now, you'll compare it side by side, and you'll see what I'm talking about here. We'll be able to save you money and make you more at the same time.
Okay.
All right.
Good deal.
So I'm going to create your Google business profile. You only got to create your Google business profile one time for as long as you own the business. Google's going to send a postcard to you in the mail just to verify your business's location, that you are actually who you say you are. So what's the street address that I could send that postcard to?
76 Dizzy Dean Drive, D-I-Z-Z-Y, D-E-A-N Drive.
Found it. Odenville and a 35120?
That's it.
Okay. Do you want me to hide your address online?
Does that help? We don't have, like, we got, like, our shopping stuff here that's our personal stuff where we work on our stuff and all there. So it ain't like we got a office or anything for anybody to come explore. Does that hurt or help you on the end of it? I don't guess it would matter on that end, because they're just looking up your telephone number and they're not coming to buy nothing from us. We're actually coming to do a service for them.
Yeah, if you're going to them, then we hide the address. If they can come to you and get turn-by-turn directions to you, then we display it.
Okay, yeah. We don't want nobody coming to here on it, so.
Okay, I got you. I'll hide it for you. And then what's your business email address, Jason, where I could send you everything in writing?
RiverOaksAL@gmail.com.
Your last name is Sparks?
Yes.
You got any family in Pennsylvania?
Not that I know of.
Okay. My best friend, he's from Pennsylvania, and he's got that same last name. That's the only time I've heard it before.
Yeah, as far as I know, they pretty much right here, Central Alabama on it's the only ones I know of there anyway.
Who knows? Maybe they're extended family, you know?
Well, you do have that online thing, that Sparks Diesel or whatever right there on it, and they may be out of Pennsylvania on that part.
Oh, okay. Yeah, their family's a lot of contractors, you know, just a couple generations of contractors. We do his business out here.
Okay.
All right. And then how would you like the hours of operation for your business listed?
I do like 8 to 5. Monday through Friday.
You work the weekends at all?
Try not to. We work the weekends, but not necessarily looking at stuff too much on it. But
okay.
If, you know, somebody calls in, they'll at least be able to leave a message so we can get back to the, when we get back Monday morning to the office, we have it on there or something if we need to.
Okay. I'll leave it open for phone calls. I'll put by appointment only on the weekends. So that way they could call you, but obviously they'll see that your hours are 8 to 5 Monday through Friday. So if you answer, they'll likely get scheduled for those times.
Okay.
That sound good? All right. And then you can only have one phone number for us and your clients to contact you. Is the number we're on the best phone number for us and your clients to contact you?
No, actually I need the office number on there.
Okay, let me go ahead and update this. So I'll move this one to the cell phone category just for us to be able to get a hold of you. And then I'll put the office line on here. Okay, what's the office line?
I've got to look that up here.
Oh, okay.
I just always hit the button. I was there. All right, it's 205.
Okay.
753. 1606.
Okay. Let me go ahead and update it. And does this usually go to you, or you have somebody that answers for you?
That'll be my wife in the office there.
Okay.
I'm usually out going everywhere, and the cell phone, most of the time, if I don't have somebody stored in, I don't mess with it because it's usually your home warranty or something's out right there.
Oh, I hear you. But I'm going to send you a text here with my direct number and extension, and you could also share this with your other half. And if you guys need anything, you have questions, comments, concerns, or you want to make a change or you need help, feel free to call in. You know, like I said, I want to make sure it's working for you. That way we don't have a problem seeing you come back each month, you know. I got to make sure you guys are getting the right customers.
Okay, yeah, I believe I just got it there.
Mm-hmm. You can go ahead and save that. Yeah. And we have 24/7 customer service at the same phone number. You just have to hit extension 1 instead of 544 if you want to get the afternoon hours. Okay. All right. And I got your profile created here. You said your website was just riveroaksal.com?
Yes.
Okay, I'm not seeing it here. I was trying to attach it to your Google business profile.
I'll tell you what, I've just pulled back up here on it. Let me go in here with my wife, because she's got
I found
all that
it.
Set up and make sure that I have the right thing in it.
No, I found it. I got it. It's got a like a skid steer or a bobcat on it.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah, I got you. I found it. You scared me for a second there. I was going, huh? Maybe I got the wrong domain name or something. But I think I was missing the S the first time I put it in. But I know this is definitely it because it has the business line that you just gave me, the 753-1606.
Okay. Yes.
Yeah, so that's definitely it, and it also has your Gmail on it, so I got it.
Good.
All right, and then what do you think would be the best time to do a client interview with you?
Is it something we need to schedule in on it, or could we maybe do it here, like right now on the thing, or here in just a few minutes there?
Well, at the top of the hour.
I'd like to get with my wife on there, too, because she'll be the one handling everything once we get done here on it, other than just sending me the contacts of who to call on it, you know.
Yeah. So I'll add her as manager so she has full access to everything, and that's why I gave you my number, too. But the next available appointment that we could do for a client interview, Jason, it's going to be between 12 and 1, so it's going to be in about an hour here.
Okay, I'll be gone at that time.
Yeah, because we do have usually like every hour. We have another window coming up in 8 minutes, but it looks like it's all booked up for the day for that time slot from 11 to 12 CT.
All right. What about?
We do also have like afternoon slots, like if you want to do 5 to 6 Central.
I know we've got some folks coming up today on it this evening, so today would probably be a bad evening to do it with there. But what about tomorrow? What is that like tomorrow?
Tomorrow we're pretty open. You can go any time between 9 a.m. and the last one's 5 and 6 p.m.
Okay. Let's do 9 a.m. in the morning.
9 a.m. tomorrow? All right. I'm going to lock in. So I'm going to send you a calendar invitation to your Gmail. You'll get a little notification there on your phone, and then we'll also text you 1 hour before the appointment just to make sure it's still a good time for you. Okay, they'll send you a text message about 8 a.m. Okay, if anything changes where you can't make it, just let me know. Oh, I like that. What is that, a marlin you guys got here on your Gmail picture?
Yeah, we got some places in Pensacola, Florida there on it. Got a B&B and then a one of our own places down there on it. And we actually went this weekend. That's another reason why we don't work many weekends on it, because we try to head down that way for the weekend on there.
I don't blame you.
Yeah, that was a selfish on that one there. Yeah, we gone down Friday night and fish Saturday. I got about a 15-pound red snapper and... said more, at least 24-inch red snapper right there.
Yeah, I like red snapper. Good. Cooks up well.
Yeah. Mm. We had to throw back about 20 or 30 legal ones on it, but you can't keep the two per person now. So.
Yeah, I know how that is. I've caught a bunch of those going out on charters. And, you know, once you hit a group of them, it's like they're just jumping on the deck at that point. You get a bunch of them.
Where y'all out of there?
Oh, we're in Southern California. We're right next to Google, actually. If you look up Google and you look up Local Splash, we're right next to them. But out here, we get a lot of bluefin and yellowfin tuna.
Yeah, we went on a yellowfin tuna trip out of Louisiana. That was really fun there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, this summer I caught a 55-pound bluefin out there.
Right.
And they're crazy, though. They boil, you know, and they start jumping over the water. You know,
I've seen the videos there. Yeah, we don't have no bluefin around here, and you've got to get out towards Louisiana and stuff on it. We had to drive about 7-8 hours to get over to where it was, come out of Venice, and then head out a couple hundred miles from there by boat on it to get to any of them.
Oh, man, it's a sight to see, because you're just sitting out there on the open ocean, and then all of a sudden you just see them all coming out of nowhere. Boom, you can't miss them. You know, they go shooting out of the water, and they're huge, you know. It's almost like, was that a dolphin? And then you'll see like 100 of them going at once, and they jump and eat stuff out of the air. So it's pretty amazing. You could just kind of throw a line at them, and they're pretty dumb. They just go for it. But they're huge, you know. They put up a real good fight, and they're real strong.
That would be a fun trip right there. Did y'all have the earthquake on the other day?
Yeah, but that was northern. So that was Northern California. We're just south of Los Angeles here.
Okay.
Yeah, we're in the Republican area.
so there is a Republican area over there.
Yeah, that's what we're known for down here, just under Los Angeles. We're very Republican. We're known for that. Yeah, in the northern area, you get a lot of the blue and the rainbow flag guys up there.
Yeah, we've had a couple of folks up around the lakes by us and different people here that's moved from California here on them, and that's what I ask them the same thing. I'm like, is it really as bad as what we all percepted as being? And they're like, no, there's certain areas that really is, but they said it's amazing how many of us is actually normal people in California versus what the rest of the world has a perception about there.
Yeah, the problem with California is it's just so popular around the world. Like when people make a plan to come to the United States, they think about California. You know, we got that big coast and everything. So you get a lot of foreigners here. But there's still obviously a lot of people born and raised out here. And, you know, you go to school in the States, you got American pride, you know, and that's what it is. So, you know, there's still a lot of good old boys out here, but, you know, there is also a surplus of people who have migrated from another place or, you know, transplants, and they kind of bring that weird characteristics with them.
Which they seem to be transplanting everywhere around there.
Yeah, but we're going to fix it soon. We're not far away from January 6th, so.
No doubt. Hopefully everything's going to go smooth. They've been too nice of how they're letting everything go right now. It kind of got me worried on it.
Yeah, but, you know, we had them before, and things were good before, so I think it'll get back in order. Hopefully they can get this governor out of here who's just you know, they funded probably $20 billion taxpayer money to help the homeless out in California here, and now they don't know where all the money went, and there's still people on the streets, you know. So I got to get rid of that guy. I don't know what they're doing.
Well, we know where it went to. It went in their pockets is where all that money goes to.
Yeah, that's what I figure Biden's been doing, too, sending money to Ukraine and sending it back into his pockets, because all of a sudden he's got hundreds of millions of dollars, and when he started out, he didn't have all that, so I don't understand how that happened.
Yeah, I think he done had his soul sold a long time ago on it. Now he's having to repay his from what he's had, and his family's had kickbacks and all from in the past. I think he had to do everything he had to do just to pay his debt back to him there.
Yeah, well, we still got an answer to the man upstairs at the end of the day. They all do. I don't think many presidents make it to heaven anyway. So. They all got blood on their hands, so I don't know. That's not the kind of job I want to do.
No doubt there.
All right, Jason. I got your account all set up, and I got you set up for 9 a.m. tomorrow to do the client interview. The last thing we got to do here to secure that spot is secure your first month's payment of the $299. How did you want to do that?
Credit card, good.
Okay, that'll work. Yeah, is it under your name or does it say River Oaks AL Inc. on it?
It says Jason Sparks River Oaks.
Okay, let me make sure it matches up. This is going to be a write-off for you here, so you'll actually get it back here in less than a month when you do your business taxes.
I've had plenty of them this year.
Oh, yeah. I take all the write-offs I could get. I started up two businesses outside of my day job just so that I could have those benefits.
Well, for about the past 20 years, we've been doing out-of-town stuff on it with Arlington Properties. I don't know if you've ever heard of Arlington or not. They're a big apartment builders.
Mm-hmm.
And we've been doing all of their landscape and irrigation, stuff like that, for like the past 20 years. And now there was like three people in the office that run all these multi-million dollar jobs everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And you just sit down and talk to the people, you do what you're doing, and everything's good. Now they got a couple of hundred people in the office, and you don't have a clue who you're talking to, and they lowballing everything. And so we're trying to get back in. We've been out of sight, out of mind for so long with everybody. We're trying to get back in to everybody around local and staying back around the house here close instead of being all over the world there.
This will definitely do it. We'll make sure that people know about River Oaks, you know, especially if they look up one of your services and they're within 50 miles of you. They're definitely going to see you. It would be hard to miss.
That's okay. Good deal.
Yep. Is the billing address?
We may need to shorten that up right there on that 50 miles right now on it. Now, can we go shorter on it? And then if we ain't quite getting enough and we need to expand that, we can bump on out further?
Absolutely. They're going to address that 50-mile
range
during the client interview tomorrow at 9.
If I've got two or three calls trying to go look at jobs, you know, if I go 50 miles this direction, I have to go 50 miles the opposite
direction
over there, you know, that's pretty much wiped out your whole day right there on it.
Yep. Yeah, I've had some guys do that where they kind of scale it back to start out. So during the client interview tomorrow, they'll go over that. That's basically the whole priority of that interview is to go over each service you provide and then the area that we're going to be targeting, and then we'll customize it and make sure that everything's accurate. So that way when your missus gets a phone call, it's actually a qualified job opportunity, and you don't have to worry about that.
Okay, good deal.
Mm-hmm. And then the billing address for this card, is it the same as this street address that we're sending that Google verification letter to?
It is.
All right. I'm ready for you.
All right. It's 4185.
4185.
8191.
8191.
0172.
0172.
5010.
5010. Okay, and the expiration date, month and year?
0628.
06 of 28, and then three-digit code on the back?
661.
661. Okay, and then we have a security question. You're going to want to share this with your other half, too. I've added her as manager, but they might ask the security question just to verify it's her, or vice versa. If she gets a call from somebody and wants to verify that it's actually us, you want to use the security question. So you got three options for this. You got your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
I guess through my mother's maiden name.
Okay. What was your mother's maiden name?
Sexton.
Sexton. S-E-X-T-O-N?
That's it.
Okay. All right. Make sure your missus knows that one. Update. All right, and then I'm going to walk you through a voice verification before I run your payment, and this is going to outline the service agreement. We'll send this to you in writing with the receipt. If I say anything that you don't understand or you don't agree with, just stop me, okay? I could always rephrase it for you. All right. Okay, so you're on a recorded line here. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline your agreement with our company and as an added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state your business name?
River Oaks AL Incorporated.
Can you please state your name and title with the company?
Jason Sparks, owner.
Okay, and are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your company today?
Yes.
All right, and To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers?
Yes.
Okay. And it says, to get results as fast as... Oh, I already got that part. In hiring us as your Google Certified Marketing Representative, do you agree to let us know about any other forms of online advertising while you're using our services?
Yes.
Okay. So you shouldn't need anything else, Jason. I try to upgrade you to our best package and then reduce the pricing structure so that way you have everything under one roof. But if you're going to add something online, just double check with us that you're not paying for something we're already doing for you or duplicating anything.
Okay. Yeah, like I said, I wish I would have got y'all last week on it, for sure.
Hey, better late than never, you know, and then obviously you could scale back on those guys once we got everything up and running and save yourself that money. You won't have to spend whatever you're spending with Home Advisor by Angie's List once all this is going.
That's exactly it.
Yeah, yeah. It'll be a lot better for you. I've worked with a lot of people who have made that switch from Home Advisor by Angie's, and they always tell me they like it a lot better to have people just call them live and not have to worry about lead fees and how many leads they got and stuff like that.
And I have tried like crazy to figure out how to get something like you, what you've got going on right here on it. I just figure out how to find it and do it here.
Yeah, well, they contact you. So what happens, like we contacted you now. So what happens is people inquire to Google about it throughout the year. But if there's not a spot open for what you do in your area, then there's nothing they could really help you with. They just put you on a list until the spot opens up, and then we call you like we did today.
Okay.
Yeah, so don't drive yourself crazy about it. You got it now. It's already done deal. And then
I don't know. I can't remember who that was that they done the website with. My wife done the website and stuff with there on it. But they were supposed to be, and we thought when we was getting them that we thought that we was getting all of the same stuff that y'all were offering there, but apparently they just done like the website stuff, but they said they was going to do it on all the Yelps and everything else, and we've been having trouble with like stuff not showing up and all that, like it hadn't all been verified enough, so maybe y'all be able to get us straightened out on a lot of stuff we hadn't been able to be on there so far.
Yeah, not maybe, we're going to do it, so you should be getting some text messages here with the paperwork on everything.
Okay, and whenever you do something like that, you send that to me and to the office number, or is it just to me, or just
it's set up to go to just you right now. But give me one second here. I could also send it over to your missus here. Does she get texting at that 1606 number?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Let me set that up. Give me one second here. But yeah,
she had tried in the past of trying to do some of that stuff on her own because we didn't know how to do it and how to get listed on stuff.
Yeah.
And I think between that, because I did used to use my cell phone number was actually the business line forever. But like I said, I didn't want to be missing so many calls while I'm actually out working on the job or on the machine or something. I can't hear it that we're missing out on stuff. So we got the office number and stuff there, started it up to try to keep from missing so much stuff and all on there.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that's a smart move because a lot of times you will miss calls, but we also do have a tracking system. It comes in the form of an app, and we're going to send that to you too. It's one of the text messages that'll come through automatically here, but you know, you could always go into that app and recover their information if you're missing calls, especially if they called you off Google. It'll actually save their information for you guys, so you don't. Even if your missus misses it, you could still go back in there and verify it was actually a customer and then try to reach back out to them. So that way we're not missing any of these job opportunities.
Good deal. Good deal. Yeah, because like I said, I'm getting her. I don't do nothing on computers, so she'll be the one that's got to get all that stuff set up and do it right there on it. But that'll sure make sure we let her know about that thing on it
how
to run it so that way we can get it going there.
Yeah, you should be fine. Any other companies will probably want to get them out of there. If you guys aren't so in love with your website, I actually just put in a request to make a website optional to you. So if those guys aren't working out for you and you're going to leave them and they say, hey, we're going to keep the website because you're leaving us, don't worry about it. We'll get you a custom website design built and it's no extra cost to you. I've just included that as a part of the service. So that way we get you taken care of there.
That sounds good there.
Yeah, you're going to want to keep your overhead low. So if you could get rid of those guys and then maybe the Home Advisor by Angie's List too, once we get all this up and running, it'll save you money. And that's what we want. We want you to have a good profit margin. I don't want you to have, you know, 400 here, 300 here, 300 here, and then we're trying to offset $1,000 instead of, you know, you could be pocketing 700 and only spending 299 on this.
That's yes.
Makes sense. So less going out, more coming in.
Yeah, like I said, I wish here a couple months ago I'd sure been able to get you on it. It would have probably saved me a pile of it between that then and now.
It's okay. You're going to start off 2025 on the right foot. It's going to be a lot better year for you. So, the initial term of your service agreement is only 1 month, so you're only committing to 1 month today, but we do recommend that you try it for at least 2 months. Because of the discounted pricing structure that I gave you, the first month payment is going to be non-refundable. It's going to be charged today, December 9th, 2024, and the discounted price of $299. When the bill is up or the initial term is up for the first month, it's going to be set up to automatically renew each month on the ninth day. So your next bill is going to be January 9th, but you'll keep that same pricing structure of $299 for as long as you're with us. So that'll never go up or change. It says you can discontinue or cancel at any time. There's no cancellation fees or penalties or anything like that. All that we ask is if you are going to discontinue, though, just let us know before your next bill is due so we can stop it from automatically charging you. And then it says you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms.
Good deal. Yeah, that sounds good there.
All right. Did you get any text messages here? I also sent them over to your missus.
I've been hearing stuff beeping like crazy here on it.
Okay. Well, the reason I want you to see it is because there's a form in there called a Google verification form. And this is why you never showed up on Google, is because you're not Google verified. So you got to fill out that form. You can have your other half help you out with it. It's pretty easy. Fill it out as best you can. You know, if you're missing anything, don't panic. At the bottom, it tells you that we'll do a video call if Google doesn't have enough information from that form, and we could just verify you over the phone. But try to send that in. And once you're Google verified, you never have to do that again. You know, even if you leave our services, you stay a Google verified business. So that adds a lot of credibility. People will always be able to look you up, see you're a real company, see your reviews and everything.
Okay. All right.
Mm-hmm. And then also there'll be an outline of the agreement sent to you in writing. You got to sign off on that when you get a chance, and then they're also going to send that username and password for your account dashboard and tracking system.
Okay, and that'll come in as text, or will that come in as emails, or?
It's going to be both. I have it set up to text and email them to you, unless you opt out of it when you're signing your subscription terms.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. But it sounds like a lot of stuff, and I know it is. But you know, if you have questions, comments, or concerns, my direct number's in there, and then we also have 24/7 customer service at the same number. You just hit extension 1, and we got all 400 people here, all Google certified, you know, so any one of them will be able to help you and make sure we got you up and running properly.
Good deal.
Okay, you don't got to do anything fancy or hop on a computer, you know, they'll take care of it.
Okay. Yeah, that's, like I said, that's what we've been looking for right here, and trying to figure out, knew what we needed, but didn't know how to contact y'all. So I'm glad you called here.
Yeah. Well, you qualified for it too. You know, if you would have had some bad reviews floating around out there or something, I'm sure they wouldn't even put you on our list to be contacted about it. So obviously you're doing the right thing by trying to get your business name out there and attempting it. Cause if you weren't, then you wouldn't even have this opportunity here today.
Okay.
All right. So I want to officially welcome you aboard. Say thank you for signing up with our team here today at Local Splash. I'll let you get back to your work day, but again, look out for our phone call. We're going to circle back with you for that client interview tomorrow at 9 a.m. And then I have your missus added to the account, so you can share the information with her. If you have any questions, comments, or concerns, tell her to call in. We got a team of people here to be able to help her.
That'll work. I sure appreciate it.
All right. You're very welcome, Jason. I'm looking forward to working with you. You have a great day, and I'll talk to you tomorrow at 9, okay?
All right, thanks.
All right, you're welcome. Bye.